obviously on offensive tackle. Tyler, just talk about fall camp so far.
You know, I think it's been really good. It's, just put it simply. Sure. You know, it's been really high intensity. We wear these GPS things on our back every day, and we're kind of comparing the results of this camp to last camp's results from the same players wearing the same GPSs, and our intensity's increased by a lot, and we're getting more plays off every day, and we're running faster, and just being high motor guys, everybody. So,
is that specific to the offensive line, or also just the whole team?
That's the whole team. You know, we got a couple standout guys that are just putting up insane numbers, and on the offensive line, we do our best to keep up with those guys, but it's only so much you can do when you're 300 pounds.
Who are the guys putting up those crazy numbers?
Raheem Castell is one guy that got called out last night. The way the numbers work, if you're anything over about 550, you're doing a pretty incredible job, and his was somewhere around 630 on these things, and so everybody's doing really great with that, and there's a couple guys just excelling. So,
a lot is made out of what you, Jake, and Hironas have done the last couple of years. Talk about filling those guard spots and kind of who stands out. I talked to Greatwood a couple of weeks ago, and it sounded like there were about three or four guys.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, we have a few guys rotating in right now, and Andre is doing a great job there at left guard. And Hamani Stevens, Monta Gregg, and Everett Benyard, all four of those guys have been rotating in and out of the ones and twos. They're all doing great things, you know, picking up reads, learning their playbooks. And like I say, Monta Gregg's been here since ancient times. Same thing with Ev. So they know everything about the offense. And Hamani and Andre, just real physical dudes that are learning their way through, too. So, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. You know, anybody that they put in there that they decide is going to take those spots, we're comfortable, and we got a good chemistry across the line, so we're gonna dominate with whoever's in there.
Being such close friends with Andre, any pulling interest there, kind of trying to egg him on, try to help him get that spot?
The way I look at it, whatever's going to benefit the team the most is what it is. You know, so I'm not trying to be biased towards any one individual player. It'd be really cool. I think a cool story to play next to him, just because he's one of my best friends. But I'm also like Monta Gregg's one of my best friends as well, and so it's kind of them two that are kind of platooning at the left guard position as of current. Whoever's better is whoever I want there, to be honest. When it comes to the end of the day, we want to win games. So, I mean, whatever the coaches thinks best is what's going to happen.
Coach Greatwood was also talking about how Andre had been moving outside a little bit to play tackle behind you and Jake. He also made it sound like there might be some concern in terms of tackle depth. Who are the guys to you that are standing up behind you, and kind of what are you doing to help them kind of get where they need to be?
I think I agree with Coach Raywood. You know, Andre has been backing me and Jake up, and he's been doing a great job with it. He's just a really versatile player, and you can kind of put him anywhere. Some other guys, Ev is really experienced at tackle as well. He's played tackle the past few years. And then we got guys like Matt Pearson, who's backing up, and also Cameron Hunt has actually been running the twos a little bit and stepping up a little bit. So once he gets the playbook a little down pat a little more, you know, we're helping him out with that. He's going to be a really solid player for us, and I think we're going to be solid at tackle spot.
Coach Greatwood talked about how fundamentally sound Hunt was for a freshman.
Absolutely.
What stands out with him, and why do you think that's the evaluation that it is?
The thing with him is as far as footwork goes, the biggest adjustment, I think, for incoming freshmen, especially for me, you know, is the realization that footwork is everything on the offensive line. And back in high school, you can play with crossover feet and just drive people and just being nasty, and that'll get you through. But the thing with Cameron Hunt is his footwork doesn't need as much coaching as maybe the average offensive lineman. I didn't need as much coaching as mine did, absolutely. The footwork being the biggest part of and being an offensive lineman at the college level, he's got that. You know, he has really good footwork, and I think that's what's allowing him to play at a high level early.
Now, it seems like every day someone's talking about how well the defensive line is playing. How much are they pushing you, is that surprising to see how good they've been this fall?
It's not surprising at all. They're a good group of leaders. You got Taylor Hart and Wade Keel keep you leading that group. Great group of guys, and it comes with no surprise. You know, they're all hardworking, big dudes, athletic, all athletic, high motor guys. The list goes on and on, you know, so they're just a great group. And the best thing about it is it just makes us so much better. You know, they know our plays. They're going to react to how our plays are doing, you know, but that's what's going to make us better in the long run, you know, because eventually we're going to be playing against guys that don't know exactly what we're talking about when we go to the line. So, playing with guys that do know that stuff is just going to make us improve all that much, more.
Who have you matched up with on the outside that's really giving you trouble this fall?
Taylor Hart and Eric Armstead, for sure. And actually Tony Washington, too. He gets really low in his stance, and he's really difficult to move. And then when you talk about Taylor Hart and Eric, they're just huge dudes, you know, and Taylor has all the experience in the world. He's just super athletic. He just knows how to use his body and leverage himself against you in ways that you don't really think possible. So it's pretty difficult to move those guys around, you know, but like I said, that just forces you to kind of re-leverage yourself, rework your game, and improve on it.
Thanks, Tyler. Appreciate it.
Yep.
It's Jake Haber with Addicted to Quack. How are you doing?
Nice to meet you.
So, you know, they said Coach Eliody and Coach Hufford are saying, like you said, the defense has been dominating. You know, how do you feel like you guys have been, like you said, they know kind of what they're talking about. How much is that them knowing the playbook, and how much is it just sheer skill on their side of the ball?
I think it's it's definitely more them just being excellent players and doing their jobs correctly, you know, and I think maybe we might have a little bit of mental things still to work out on the offensive line part. But a lot of it's kind of shooting ourselves in the foot, but then there's a small amount of it's them knowing our playbook and stuff, but you know, they're playing football out there. You know, they're not just cheating every play. Like it would be taking a bunch away from those guys to say that that's true. They're just a really big, real physical group. And they're just doing their jobs and doing it well.
How has your role on the offensive line changed from a year before with a pair of seniors in the line to now you're kind of in charge? How has your role changed?
I think it's just like you said, you know, like last year I was lined up against guys that knew exactly what's going on every play. So if I wasn't exactly sure, then they would tell me, you know, or they would tell me exactly what to do on every play just in case. But this year, you know, I had the playbook down a little more, so I'm a lot more independent in that fashion and with all the new freshmen coming in. I've kind of been, in turn, able to coach them up a little bit on their technique and their reads and who they're blocking. And at the same time, that kind of helps me learn the game as well. So that's kind of my role now.
How deep is this offensive line? You mentioned that you guys are solid two deep, but, I mean, beyond that, how deep can you guys go?
I think the whole Oregon mantra is next man up, you know, and I think that goes as deep as you want it to go at the offensive line. We have 16 guys. I think we trust quite a few of them. I think we can go. I mean, we have a solid two deep right now. There's a few guys that can play any position that they need to. So,
do you expect the kind of platoon offensive line to continue as it has been the last few years? Or?
I think it's a possibility. The way we platoon our offensive line, it makes it so that we can go 100% on every play and run teams down and rotate when the defensive line's rotating, and it just kind of makes it for an even matchup and makes us able to like sustain our drives the entire game.
Thank you.
Yep.
Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Appreciate it.
By the way,